This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Protests continue in Iran after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
The word they are chanting is resignation. Public fury has erupted in Tehran, piling pressure on Iran's leadership after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. All 176 on board were killed in Wednesday's missile strike, and many were Iranians. On Sunday, Tehran residents said police had stepped up their presence. But the criticism is not only coming from the public. At least two moderate newspapers on Sunday said those responsible for the tragedy should resign. But the press attacks and public outcry add to challenges already facing Iran's establishment, which in November saw the country's bloodiest unrest since the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The Philippine Air Authority is suspending flights at Manila's international airport after a nearby volcano spewed a giant plume of ash into the sky. After weeks of criticisms over the handling of the bushfires scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster.
And there's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities, and to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
The Australian bushfires have been burning for nearly 3 months. At least 28 people have died in the fires. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. Fresh from a landslide re-election victory, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen met Sunday with the top U.S. diplomat in Taipei. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on Tsai's victory.
A landslide victory of almost 8.2 million votes for Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday as she was re-elected in a stern rebuke to China. China and months of anti-government unrest and protests in Hong Kong took center stage in her campaign, with Tsai holding out Taiwan as a beacon of hope for protesters in the former British colony. China claims Taiwan as its sacred territory, to be taken by force if needed, a threat which Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated a year ago, though he said he preferred a peaceful solution. Tsai beat her main opponent, Han Kyu, of the Kuomintang Party, which favours closer ties to China, by more than 2.6 million votes.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan killed at least two American soldiers on Saturday and injured two others. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack in Kandahar province. Scores of chanting demonstrators marched through Paris on Saturday, a day after negotiations between the French government and trade unions failed to break the deadlock over pension reform. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Chanting protesters marched through Paris on Saturday on the sixth day of nationwide protests. A day after negotiations between the French government and trade unions failed to break the deadlock over pension reform. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist government defied unions on Friday with a draft pension reform bill that included a contested clause on raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64. Parliament is due to debate the reform bill from mid-February.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. All eyes will be on Britain Monday as Queen Elizabeth holds a meeting over Prince Henry, Harry, and wife Meghan deciding to step back as senior royals. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
As the British media went into meltdown, the royal matriarch moved quickly to take back control, ordering courtiers to sort out a future role for the couple within days. Elizabeth, who assumed the throne in 1952, has weathered family crisis before and is determined not to let her restless grandson and granddaughter-in-law weaken the House of Windsor or undermine the monarchy. Representatives of the Queen, Harry and Meghan, Harry's father Prince Charles, and older brother Prince William were holding talks over the couple's unorthodox declaration of independence. UK media reported that the Queen wants a solution found before Harry's next scheduled public appearance, a rugby event at Buckingham Palace next Thursday. Zaria Shackley, London.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.